Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress Of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life. When I step into the jungle,
we offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh. Every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
The leaves are browning, and I'm pissed. Does anybody relate to this? Oh my god, you're right, Angels. I gotta read some Discorder magazine.
Really, no one can be blamed but myself for holding out hope that this world could only contain a certain amount of cruelty.
God damn!
Were I to make a choice again, I would spend a week collecting all the broken glass and rusty shards I can from across the city and form a nest with which I will lay myself to my grave?
Oh my god, I've never felt so seen. Thank you, Discorder Magazine.
Finally, someone understands!
And for the rest of you in the Lower Mainland, find voices that you connect to in this issue of Discorder. You can find all of the distribution locations by visiting citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Hello and welcome to Mixotroph, the finest in world music. My name is Nolzy, your host for this evening. First things first, I'd like to acknowledge that we are broadcasting here on UBC campus on the stolen lands of the Musqueam people. I want to give also a shout out to the Huitzitsutsum Garden here at the UBC Farm. Doing great land-based decolonial work. And they're always looking for volunteers, so if you want to get stuck in, go check them out. They're an amazing group of people down there. If you just go to UBC Farm, and then you'll see signs to go do that. And yeah, beyond that, I would just like encourage everyone to just get involved in some sort of community activity, community organizing stuff, because you know, community care, mutual aid, this is also part of helping decolonize in a way. So today I'm very excited to share with you guys an artist spotlight once again. And I have with me a special guest who's going to be talking about this music. She was the one who had this idea for Canadian legend Joni Mitchell. That's who we're going to be talking about. And we have another musician here. Aya, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Long time listener, first time caller.
Yes, you're here in the studio. This is going to be a great time. I hope that we can introduce all of you guys to some music from Joni that you haven't heard before, because she has a very broad discography, from folk, pop and rock and jazz and fusion music. We're stoked to share like what she's brought. And so we're just going to start with a couple songs from her early career, just to get you guys into the mood of things, into the swing of it. And we're going to talk a bit more about Joni soon. So this first track we want to play from her debut album, Song to a Seagull, is called Michael from Mountains.
Michael wakes you up with sweets, he takes you up streets, and the rain comes down. Sidewalk market's locked up tight, and umbrellas bright on a grey background. There's oil in the puddles in taffeta patterns that run down the drain, in coloured arrangements that Michael will change with a stick that he found. Michael from Mountains, who we will go to. Mountains, who we will go to.
upon a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, where are you going? And this he told me, I'm going on down to Yasgur's farm. I'm gonna join in a rock and roll.
CITR 101.9 FM. That last track you heard was Michael from Mountains, from Joni Mitchell's debut album Song to a Seagull in 68. And this one, classic tune, Woodstock, from the album Ladies of the Canyon. And this was like one of the songs that helped propel her to fame is after Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young covered this song, and then it was at this time that they were sort of becoming huge, time of Woodstock. And yeah, it's an amazing song. Her vocals are really shining on this one. Great pick, Aya. Thanks.
Thank you. I was listening to an interview of hers, and she was talking about she wrote that song from the perspective of a kid who didn't get to go to Woodstock.
Yeah.
Because her managers couldn't get her in and out in time with it, so she's talking about how it was written from that, like, yearning versus, like, it would be different if she was actually there, she said, so.
Well, yeah. I feel like it's very evocative, that track of putting yourself in the position of someone thinking about this event. Like, now Woodstock is like such a mythical time. Beautiful track. That's kind of what's like great about her, is just how stripped back the vocals are instrumentally from like this early stuff, that it's like just letting her voice really shine. This next one we want to play, another one of this album. It's called Big Yellow Taxi, and it is another great tune.
Mm-hmm. up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weep, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions. I recall I really don't know clouds at all. Love that we, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from giving. Somehow it's love's illusions. I recall I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I surface crowds. I've looked at life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They
their heads. They say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now.
You're listening to Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. This is a Joni Mitchell special episode if you're just joining us now. So in the beginning we're kind of, these picks from I are kind of showing the early years, the first couple of years of Joni Mitchell's career. So she's basically, to give you a short biography of this time in her life, she was born in rural Alberta, and kind of her connection to the scene in New York was she had a boyfriend in the late 60s who was taking her down to New York, and he was a musician too, and they were kind of just performing down there, making connections. That's where she met actually David Crosby, who was making a name for himself. She's getting inspiration from all sorts of kind of Americana artists, Bob Dylan in New York, Greenwich Village. So that's kind of her budding career was beginning there, and her first couple albums are kind of in that kind of vein of kind of folky, kind of kind of more toned down compared to what we'll hear later on in our discography. And the next song we want to play is called Little Green, that you added, Aya.
Yeah, it's about her daughter who she gave up for adoption when she was very young and reconnected with later.
Yeah, because I believe she had a kid at, like, I think in her early 20s, right?
Yeah.
And this, from this album, this is like one of the classic records of hers, right? Blue is like such a fan favorite, and one that, like, she's really coming into her own about, like, talking about the kind of emotional hardships and kind of deep things that's coming out of her songwriting is with this album Blue. Probably one of my favorite records. I think it was like number three best album of all time according to Rolling Stone. This is a great record, and we're gonna check out Little Green next year.
Choose her a name she will answer to. Call her green, and the winters cannot fade her. Call her green for the children who've made her little green. Be a gypsy dancer. Hearing that everything's warmer there, so you write him a letter and say her eyes are blue. He sends you a poem and she's lost to you. Little green, he's a non-conformer, just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow, just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow. child with a child pretending. Weary of lies you are sending home, so you sign all the papers in the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed. A little green, have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still on my feet, oh, I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touched my anchors, part of you pours out of me. Go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
Of you, Joni Mitchell on the album Blue, and before that one was Little Green. Oof, absolutely devastating song.
Yes.
Yeah, that one is, that was intense. And we were just talking about how it's, every single one of her album covers is amazing, and how she has actually done a lot of the art for actually all of them. She was a painter, right?
Yeah.
And was able and a painter, no, a musician by circumstance, I think she said something like that. But like, she was really interested in painting, and yeah, it's like, even without listening to her music, if you just, every single album cover is just incredible. Yeah, has Joni Mitchell been like in your listening repertoire a long time, or are you just now like digging into her stuff?
I'm just digging into her stuff recently. Our friend Nick introduced her to me. I think he's listening. Shout out to Nick and Leia and Mayari. No, but I've just recently been going on a deep dive of hers and studying her lyrics, because I'm trying to figure out how to write effective lyrics, and she does something to me. So.
Yeah, and that can be a challenging thing, to like find your own voice, like in terms of songwriting. Like it's hard to navigate, because a lot of her singing is very poetic, and some of the best like songwriters were also poets, like Jim Morrison and Leonard Cohen, another like classic Canadian artist, kind of had that poetic approach to songwriting. But like, I feel like for her it kind of goes between like just the very candid, simple, kind of beautiful imagery, and then kind of these beautiful ballads, and yeah, really great like just chord progressions too, like really creative stuff. When you listen to like a lot of the stuff on her first album, yeah, it's just really, really cool stuff. So this next one you wanted for us to play is called You Turn Me On. I'm a Radio.
Yeah, it's just fun. I like it.
Yes, I like it too. So we're gonna play You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio, on the radio, from the album For the Roses.
The dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm a radio, I'm a country station, I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild flower waiting for you, broadcasting tower. Loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick. And you don't like strong women, cause they're hip to your tricks. It's been dirty for dirty down the line, but you know I come when you whistle and you're loving and kind.
If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from red puss by me to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand, cause honey, the love's still flowing. If the head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
Mixotroph, Joni Mitchell special. We love her so much. This song is The Beat of Black Wings.
Yes, requested by Mary.
Yep, we love to do song requests. Please call in if you have a Joni Mitchell song you absolutely must hear. We have 18 minutes and we have a lot more to cover because we've kind of just done the first kind of chunk, first stylistic era of Joni Mitchell. But we also, well, this is kind of more of a pop thing. This track, The Beat of Black Wings, came out in 1988. And we kind of want to do a little jump back in time to the early 70s, which was a period of jazz fusion, which really influenced Joni Mitchell's sound. So we're basically going to showcase kind of her like jazz kind of styles incorporating into her music, and yeah, a couple great tunes. This next one we want to play is called I Wish I Were in Love Again, from the album Both Sides Now.
Sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hate, the conversations with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. I'd rather be punch drunk, the flying fur of cat and cur, the fine mismatching of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. Blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes that lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. Now I'm all there, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer.
So that was actually jumping forward in time, not backward in time.
I messed up. I'm sorry. I wish I were in love again. It was in 2000 that this album released. So I was kind of mixing things up. So the 70s were kind of the jazz fusion times. And then later on, she kind of went back to this kind of more standard stuff. And like, we hear such a difference in her voice, right? From her earlier stuff.
Yeah, so she's a smoker. Louder?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to talk louder.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's kind of a more rich, kind of fuller sound. Well, kind of different. Her voice maturing. but also just being affected, her vocal cords being affected by her smoking.
Yeah, it does give kind of a nice effect. I wish it affected me like that, but...
it's kind of cool to see how her voice has sort of changed. Like, I feel like this, on this last track, it kind of suits itself more to this kind of jazz standard voice, whereas, like, kind of the high, sounds of her earlier career, her high, like, range and different just kind of voice is more suitable to the music she was making. But yeah, I wanted to play, as we kind of close out here, a song from Mingus, an album, I think this came out in 1979, that she made with, a lot of these tracks were composed by Charles Mingus, legendary jazz bass player.
So now we're actually going back in time.
Now we're actually going back to the jazz fusion days. And yeah, this one is cool because there's just an insane lineup on this record. There's a lot of the guys from Weather Report, pioneers in jazz fusion. Herbie Hancock is on keys. Of course, Joni Mitchell writing the lyrics and Mingus kind of composing these. So yeah, it's kind of a crazy record. Highly recommend you check it out. Mingus. And this song is called A Chair in the Sky.
The rain slammed hard as bars. It caught me by surprise. Muds of the planet and shook me down for alibis. I'm waiting for the keeper to release me, debating the sentence, biding my time in memories of old friends of mine. In daydreams of birdland, I see my soul on fire, burning up the bandstand. Next time I'll be better than ever. I'll be happily attached to my cold hard cash. But now Manhattan holds me to a chair in the sky.
things I wish I'd done. Some friends I'm gonna miss. Beautiful lovers I never got the chance to kiss. Daydreaming drugs the pain of living. Processions of missing lovers and friends fade in, and they fade out again in these daydreams of rebirth. I see myself in style, raking in what I'm worth. Next time I'll be bigger, I'll be better than ever. I'll be resurrected royal, I'll be rich as Standard Oil.
That was A Chair in the Sky, Joni Mitchell on the Mingus album. Incredible, surreal piece of music right there. Yeah, this hour has flown by so quickly, sadly. We only have a little bit more music. But we would like to give some shout outs to some events, music and otherwise, that you might want to go to the next couple days this weekend. You know, go enjoy music, go enjoy life. You've worked hard. It's Thursday evening. You have one more day of work. Just keep going. So what can these fine Vancouver folk be doing tomorrow night, Aya?
So at the Dusty Flower Pot Cabaret, there is Lindy Hobb lessons. There's a beginner lesson at 5:30 and intermediate lesson at 6:30, and then a social dance that starts at 7:30. And there's also a jazz, so what is it, like drum?
Oh, yeah, at Haifa Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haifa Arts.
Tomorrow evening.
Yeah, our friend Adrian and some other crazy jazz cats are doing some free beats, kind of free jazz improvisation. If you like stuff that's a bit out there, go check out Haifa Arts. Go check out 8 East. That's kind of awesome. My friend Denis is also performing here at UBC at Kerner's Pub on Saturday evening. Go look up Guateque, come to Kerner's Pub. And finally, Super Crystal. I'm a big fan of them. We've seen them a couple times. They're having the album release on Saturday night. So, yeah, go check out that if you feel so informed. Super Crystal, which is kind of like Balkan rock fusion. And, yeah, we're going to end with this one last track. It's called Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah, so we heard the earlier version, and now we're going to hear her. I think she's 80 in this.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Performing. So we're going to see like her voice kind of change from this earlier version. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Joni Mitchell, you know, so much to her career, to her sound, her influence on songwriting. We hope you had a good hour of radio listening time. And we'll see you in 2 weeks, 4 to 5, Mixotroph. Thanks, Aya, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It was such a pleasure. Bye for now.
So they paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging night spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? The big paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged all the people an arm and a leg just to see. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? The paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Give me spots on my apples, but leave me